I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. If you happen to be watching football this weekend, imagine your team's entire stadium filled to the brim with wasted food. Now imagine 729 more stadiums all equally packed to the gills. Those stadiums represent 1 year of wasted food in the U.S. In a landfill, rotting food liquefies and contributes to leachate. Also lovingly called garbage juice, the leachate cocktail also contains toxic metals, cleaning chemicals, pharmaceuticals, pesticides, microplastics, and the forever chemicals known as PFAS. Experts estimate landfills produce between 70,000 to 150,000 gallons of juice per day. These toxic waste waterfalls are a landfill's most costly byproduct and most challenging problem. All landfills must be equipped with collection pipes that funnel the leachate away from the growing trash pile. Once collected, garbage juice may be sent off to a sewage and water treatment plant. Other landfills use settling ponds, evaporation, or biological treatment via microbes or plants. Leachate processing can cost around $24,000 a day. This expense and a menu of others are computed into the monthly service fee residents pay for their trash pickup service. Leachate can't score a touchdown when food waste from households and grocery stores is kept out of landfills and recycled into compost. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.